engine, the engine that was supposedly found in the street.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No. Those are steel engines. They're
like
no joke.
Some scaffolding.
And if anything,
on the sidewalk where it should have left the biggest pothole you've ever seen. But nothing.
You
get nothing.
It was what happened. There should have been wing pieces on the. You know, wings are not going to penetrate those buildings. Not with the. What are they? I think they're fiberglass or aluminum, maybe something like. They're very lightweight, but I don't know. Enough to look up what they're. Someone here obviously knows what they're made of. I don't know.
Yeah, titanium, I believe.
Yeah, they're very lightweight.
Maybe the steel or titanium. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to look at a couple of the shadow pictures real quick. If you guys scroll down the page about almost 50%, you'll get to the section that says the jumpers. Right above that is the shadow pictures. This one that says the sun doesn't lie. And it shows that the sunlight's coming from over the river. And it's projecting plenty of sunlight on the buildings on the left-hand side. But when it comes to the buildings on the right-hand side, which are the World Trade Center buildings and stuff, they're all in the shade. And that just doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, there's one that's
there's a lot of stuff like that. Do you remember how long we went through the ground zero pick guys
across the river? The thing in the foreground, the ground. You might have already broken that one down, though. The shadows on that one. I don't know. I haven't done a lot of looking into the shadow stuff personally. I know that that's been handled, though, and I have seen a few and agreed that it, you know, was very suspicious. But I know that, you know, any of you guys would be better ones to talk about it than I would.
Yeah, well, there were just hundreds and hundreds of ground zero pictures with the shadows just wouldn't match up, and it's just like, they did such a sloppy job, and, the sun would be in one direction, casting a shadow one way, so the correct buildings would be lit up, but then all of a sudden, like, the back of another building would be lit up like it was in the sun. Like, it's just totally absurd, you know?
Well, when you talk about shadows, it makes you think of the moon, of course, too, where, of course, you know, they didn't get the shadows right there.
Yeah, blatant photoshopping.
Like anything else.
Just like the victims.
I don't know, I'm getting pretty beat myself. I don't know what time you guys wanted to go to, but,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, what were you guys planning on? Yeah, I got 10 minutes in me.
Yeah, we can wrap it up in like 10 minutes. You hang 10 minutes? Alright. The other thing we haven't really addressed yet is the jumpers.
Why don't you show the pics though so they can see
some
you have
them,
some of those up or what?
You can even see them, like, separating from their shadows as they're falling. You can see other ones that have jumped out of the building about 70 feet away from the building. Holding hands with their feet on fire.
Yeah, we've done a space line. There was specials and we were going for the jumpers. A lot of detail. I mean, it's almost...
Yeah, all they're going to do is just scroll up,
do a whole
guys.
Show on them, but,
the image we were just looking at.
The thing I like to say is
this little section called
the whole
jumpers
thing,
right here.
You know, I mean, I think Guinness World Record needs to go and... Or not Guinness, but, you know, the Athletics Federation needs to go and wipe some of the long jump records out of the book because they were clearly broken on 9/11 when you see how far out some of the people got from the building.
Yeah, guys, go about 45% down on your page look at the section that says the jumpers. I mean, just look at the first image on the left. I told people that was a Bruce Willis movie, and they believed me. And it's not. It's supposed to be a September 11th jumper. Look at it. I mean, come on.
They didn't know.
And
then
next
World
to it, you got two people that are like 70 feet out from the tower. 70 feet. I don't know, man. And look at the different colors in every building. One's blue, one's gray, one's reddish brown. It's like,
well, you know, particularly how narrow the window frames were, and supposedly we've seen pictures of like air conditioning vents that are right underneath the windows. So you couldn't, even if you wanted to get a running start, you couldn't. It was like sort of a mini ledge, that, not a ledge that protruded out from the window, but in front of the window, the air conditioning unit on the floor. And, but yeah, it's just absurd, really. We've gone into the schematics of it, but just, I just don't think there's any way that many people would jump. They would all be inside the building looking for a way to get out. And the windows, you know, I mean, the windows are so blitz, safety glass. There's no way they could break them clean out of the frame. Like what we saw, they would be standing in the window frames, there'd be blood all over them, you know, to be doing that. And yeah, and in fact, most of the jumpers, and you see in the footage, are very shortly after the plane crashes, you know, so it doesn't look like they even tried to go and find a way out. The whole thing is backward. It makes no sense. I know in my heart of hearts that I could never ever do that. And I think a lot of other people know that they couldn't as well. But they don't want to admit it. But it's true. I can see maybe 10 or 20 people jump in, but not that many. Not 200 or 300 like they said. It's just a certain thing.
And then too, like, none of, you know, there's been telephoto lenses around for, I mean, you could look at individual craters on the moon and everything with these telephoto lenses they have out. And you mean to tell me there's, like, no footage out there of the, you know, close up enough in on the people standing in the windows that you can make out facial features and stuff? It's always these kind of nondescript, kind of blurry, you know, and... Yeah, you know, well, I mean, all the footage that you can get your hands on, that's showing the towers, the burning of the jumpers or anything like that, planes, all that, it's all very, very low quality footage, compressed, and then...
Yeah, and all the videos, the videos of the jumpers, they all start mid-flight. There's no video of anybody actually getting off the ledge, you know. It's all very... And as well, one thing that's poignant is there's no one in the background that's saying, oh, you know, turn the camera off, why are you filming that, you know, I mean, because in effect, to film that, you're filming a snuff film, I mean, you know, and then people will be so angry in the background, I mean, why are you filming that, you know, but you don't hear that in the background.
I mean, if, you know, for the sake of, aside from, you know, that kind of concern, I would think that, you know, a photojournalist or, you know, someone in a police helicopter or whoever could have the camera, you know, would want to, for the sake of identifying the victims, you know, get a good close-up shot of their face so they can identify them. Okay, you know, we know... This person
right.
was in there at that time, and they could go back later. Not, it wouldn't necessarily have to run it all over the media.
Right, right.
Yeah, they could keep that to themselves. I mean, then you know, use it for identification purposes. I mean, so I'm sure that if this was a real event, there would be that footage out there,
yeah,
and it would be
yeah,
released.
Yeah, also that you bring up the helicopters, which is the poignant point, and that you know there were no rescue operations. And in particular, not just landing helicopters on the roof, but you know, lowering a line down and just plucking people out of the windows. I mean, they could have saved dozens of people that way, and, you know, they made no attempt to, and I think it's absurd to think these helicopters are just sitting there watching people jump out and they didn't want to try and help. It's a few of the SC rescue people, and people might say, oh, well, they couldn't have saved everybody, but when you consider the ridiculous length that SC rescue go to every day to just save one life, sometimes with virtually no chance of success, I find it absurd that they made no attempt to rescue people from those windows. You know, the footage, which is fake anyway, shows helicopters flying around and everything, but to think that there would have been no rescue, I mean, if all those people really did die in that building, I would think that half the family members would be, like, you know, launching lawsuits against the New York government for, you know, failing to initiate a rescue procedure. Or like, I mean, if there were helicopters up there, which that's the story, and they didn't rescue people from the building. I mean, that's akin to a lifeguard at a swimming pool watching a child drown. I mean, you think that they would be culpable for that.
Right. Yeah, and then no, I mean, at least attempt to rescue, at least. You know, yeah, they do, like you say, they do it, they go to, like, extreme lengths for, like, one individual, like, trapped on a mountain. I've heard of it many times where, like, the helicopter shouldn't be up even at that altitude, and they go up there anyway, and they get the person that's maybe trapped that got themselves up there, you know, through rock climbing or whatever
right.
They're doing.
I was really surprised back then hearing that there was no helicopter operations to try to get some of those people off. At least, you know, I figured one of them would have tried it anyway and dropped one of those rope things to one of them at least to try it better, you know. I don't know. That's what I would, especially after one building fell, you know.
Well, yeah, the official story is the North Tower standing for like an hour and a half or something. And particularly
yeah,
after
don't they have those
crash, you know,
giant airbags?
They really know that it was deliberate.
In certain situations, they bring those out.
The building,
and
that they
just
know they couldn't land on the roof.
In a situation where someone has to jump or is attempting to jump, suicide jumper or something like that, they put those out.
Right. Yeah, it's true, too.
Yeah, as I said, they wouldn't even have to land on the roof. They could, you know, they could rappel from the window. I mean, it would be a difficult and time-consuming operation, but there's two factors to consider. One of them could have saved dozens of people, particularly because they have a lot of high-rises around that they could potentially use as well. And two, nobody knew the buildings were going to fall down. So nobody
yeah.
would have known that. So they had nothing. They had nothing to fear.
Right.
But for trying such a procedure,
doing anything they could to maybe get some foam down there, something
yep.
that they could, you know, get down to the where the people are falling, because there's alleged footage of that. Oh, there's this like area that's just like splattered with the body parts and blood and all that. Why wasn't there some, you know, throw some old couches down there or something, just do something, you know?
Well,
shit,
you know,
what do you see, everybody watch them do it? Ball,
well, you're 100% right, Chris, and here's the thing. This is the NYPD, and they have suicide things all the time, and I know they have those, you know, those what do you call it, net-type things or whatever. And I understand, you know, but shit, set them up all over the place. I mean, if that's the case, and not only that, but it would protect the people that were working through there. You know, I would think that would be a priority. But you know, the main thing of the jumpers was to get it in our minds that it was, you know, that what do you call it? You know, that was the main propaganda thing to drive home. That was the only actual death that we saw. You know what I'm saying? At least that's how they, you know, that really made Americans pissed off, and you know, anybody pissed off that, you know.
Yeah, I just thought thought of being the, I don't know if you guys have seen it, the movie Air Force One, where at the end they repel them out of the aircraft just before it crashes, sort of like to this airplane, you know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of tactics they could have used to rescue people that didn't involve landing a helicopter on the building, which I don't see why they couldn't do anyway.
Or you'd at least see some kind of attempt at something, you know, even if it wasn't 100% effective, you know. Like if they were to put something that would maybe break the fall, even if it's from 110 stories, I mean, you can only fall so fast, you reach terminal velocity, so-called, and you don't fall any faster. So I don't know how big of an issue that the height of the buildings were, but it would be something, you know, even though, you know, it's no guarantee it's going to save him, of course, but it may save 2 lives, 3 lives, a couple of lives, allegedly 200 people that jumped out of them towers, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know, though, like, do you get a heart attack when you fall from that high, or is it the impact that kills you, or, like, I don't really know what it is. People that have jumped off tall buildings before, I don't know whether you get a heart attack and you die, or whether it's the impact that kills you, or what it is, like, whether you'd still be conscious when you hit the bottom.
I don't know.
But people do dive, like, you see people doing real high dives, like, into water and stuff, you know, like, I don't know, I mean, yeah, there's just no attempt to rescue anybody. You know, that's the key, that it's just, like, the jet engine before something is missing, that should be there.
So you guys talked about the baby that's in the picture?
Oh, yeah, the picture of the people standing in the windows very much appears that there's a woman that's holding, like, a baby in her arms, like, out the window. And it's just absurd. And some of those window frames are, like, 4 people stuffed into one frame, like...
Yeah.
Just a terrible job. My parents saved the newspaper from the day after 9/11, and I went and looked at it, and all those pictures are in the newspaper the next day, which is quite, it's just more and more proof that they did, these are legit images, you know, that were put out by the media. There's probably a whole lot of them that were put out on the day that probably they got rid of because it was so bad, but see, these days with the home recording equipment that people have, back then all you really had maybe was a VCR, maybe DVDs had just started to come out, but DVD recorders probably weren't around. Now, if this happened nowadays, like, everybody would just record the news footage, you know? Probably have it forever. There's a lot of bad footage that they were able to scrub out before anybody really saw it.
Anything else you guys wanted to get into 9/11 related or anything?
I've been talking for like about 6 hours now.
I know, I hear you, man. Yeah. I hear you.
I don't have any more to add.
How about you, James? Tiffany?
No.
We haven't heard much from Simone, but go ahead, James.
Yeah, I think we've covered off on most things. We didn't get too much into the Pentagon and Shanksville, obviously, but we, again, you know, there's not a whole lot, really, that you can say. Just the poignant point that I want to remind people of is that there is no evidence of any aircraft on 9/11, and that's the thing. So we've got no black boxes. First time in aviation history, really. Yeah, the boxes themselves are indestructible. I mean, the tapes may be damaged, but physical box, they always get like that.
Yeah, no, the black boxes, like you said, they're nearly indestructible, and the fact that they're saying that they vaporized and that they couldn't find them, you know, that's just insane. And I don't know. I'll never get the whole, like, I mean, I do get it, the whole hatred for the no-planer, because I used to be, you know, someone on that tip, but, you know, to the point where people won't even listen or look at it, I don't get that anymore. I just think that it's time to move on, and as long as, you know, we all respect each other as researchers, yeah, hey, we got to call out the gatekeepers when we see them, but for the most part, I'm not going to bother someone if they just want to settle on, waking people up to the smaller parts of 9/11, but then again, but just don't criticize our work. You know, that's really the main thing that I just wanted to say about that. And I don't know, I mean, it's a crazy day for everyone, you know, obviously, because most of our family members and friends and whatnot in the real world don't even realize that it was an inside job, never mind the hoax that we've, uncovered. I don't know, I think really, though as far as it goes, I mean, you know, we've pretty much gone through every issue, and, I don't know, we've had a great group of, researchers on tonight, with, Chris and James and, you know, Simone, we didn't hear a lot from, Tiffany, Equinox, everybody in the chat that Mario and, Anon and, who else is out there? You guys for keeping the chat going. John, I just want to thank everybody for listening and whatnot. We still got, 12 plus listeners right now. So, 12 plus all the people on this line right here, 17 at least. Never mind the other players. So I don't know. I just wanted to, pretty much say thank you guys for coming on. And, I don't know, another, probably have a couple more days of propaganda, and whatnot. Besides that, it's another year wrapped up. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys doing, your regular show, Wednesday nights now?
I believe Tuesday. I believe we're I'm not sure though. We do have. We're probably gonna have a good guest for a week from next Tuesday. I don't want to spoil it in case people don't know yet. But we should have a guest, pretty good guest for two Tuesdays from now. I'm sure Brian will tell you about it.
I'll be in touch.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, Chris. Anything? How about yourself? What nights are you on so that people can catch you?
I do Monday nights at around 8 my time. So what is the Eastern time? It's an hour later there. So it'd be 9 Eastern.
Hold on, you're Central?
Yeah, I'm Central. No, actually, it'd be 8 your time, 7 my time. Right. Yeah, I do it. It'd be 8 Eastern. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it'd be 8 Eastern. But, yeah, it's on TalkShoe. If anybody wants to check it out, just put Hoaxbusters TalkShoe into Google, and the link should bring it up. It's on the TalkShoe, website. The Hoaxbusters TalkShoe will get you to it if anybody wants to check it out.
Yeah, definitely a show I would recommend catching. Chris does a good job with it. Also, do you co-host Marcus's show, or you just appear on there here and there?
There's Marcus on Truth in 7 Minutes. He does a TalkShoe, Truth in 7 Minutes on TalkShoe. Put that on Google, and then there's a
is it only 7 minutes?
Couple other guys. Well, no, not sure where he come up with that at, but I think he had a blog a while back. It's kind of related to that.
Yeah, no, I've heard of it before. I just always wondered that. But like I've read his blog and I've heard him before. I just was wondering.
Yeah, it's. His call tonight went 5 hours or something.
Wow.
Not exactly a 7 minute call. Yeah, mine'll go sometimes 5-6 hours, but try to keep it a lot of times I'll keep it around 3 hours, but yeah. But anyway, yeah, it's Monday nights, so try to keep a regular schedule.
Well, yeah, a lot of people think that 4 or 5 hours or 6 hours is too long, but I mean, with the way you can download podcasts, I mean, you can just listen to it the next day. I mean, I don't think there's any disadvantage to going doing a long show. I mean, there's a lot of material to get. I mean, obviously the main shows, you know, only do an hour or two, you know, their shows on the internet, but...
Yeah, I had the same... I had several people tell me, you know, it's like, oh, that calls are really long, and then I would say, well, I mean, yeah, with the players, you can pause them anytime you want and pick it up later, you know, so it's kind of... I agree with you. I think it's kind of a moot point, really, I mean, myself, because, you know, you can always turn it on later and listen to the rest of it if you want. It's, the thing I like about it is that with the subject matter, I think that having, like, a real kind of time constraint is, doesn't serve the subject matter too well, you know, because
I was saying to Brian last night that I know that we could do an 8-hour show on 9/11 and we would still forget things that we're supposed to talk about. It's like that. You know, there's so much to get through. And then there's the unforeseen, you know, calls and things, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I would listen. I would just have it on my iTunes and just play it, and when I want to pick it up later, just pick it up later, you know. You know, I think I'm totally down with that, man. I appreciate y'all letting me come on and talk, you guys. Please enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. Always a good show with you on, and James is pretty much a de facto, third host here. I think, you know, you guys are, you know, great, you know, anytime, great companions for a show anytime. And, Tiffany's new with us, and Simone doesn't like to talk too much, but always good to have them on the call.
Cool.
Yeah.
But, all right, guys. Well, you know, I think that's pretty much it. We're going to, end it up. It's, 2:25 in the morning, here on the East Coast. I wanted to thank everybody for listening. Thank you guys again for coming on. And, you know, and besides that, I guess, we gotta just wait and see what the next event is. Until then, try to, you know, help yourselves the best way you can. Get rid of your fillings. Get, you know, your mercury fillings. Try to, get unfluoridated water. You know, try to, stay away from GMO, you know, the little shit like that. That you really can't affect change with. And, you know, obviously the election's a clown show. You know, we all know that. So, I mean, besides that, you know, I really have no parting words for you, but hope you enjoyed the 9/11 special. And, again, you can check out Chris's show on Talk Show, Hoax Busters. And, James, everybody else is, you know, Real News Online group on Facebook. As well as the site. Thanks everybody. That's been the Dose of Reality with Brian, Justin, and our other gang of merry men and women. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night.